Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for first pitch between Richmond and Altoona. 7:05 start tonight, second game of this three-game series. We're now joined by Garrett Williams on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. Getting the start tonight, first two starts in the books for you. What's been feeling good for you on the mound?
Really just control for me. Other than a couple pitches last start, I've been feeling pretty good on the mound. A lot of confidence up there. Most of my pitches working and feeling pretty good right now.
That was one thing that pitching coach Glenn Dishman said about you entering this season, was that you had a lot more confidence after pitching in the Arizona Fall League this past, I guess, fall. What was that experience like?
It was really fun, honestly, getting to play after the season. Everybody's kind of the same boat, so, you know, we made the most of it. We had a lot of fun. We had a good group of guys representing the Giants this fall, and we came out and put a good show on, and I threw well, and it was a lot of fun. It's a great experience. Threw against some great competition, and was able to have a lot of success with it. So, like you were saying earlier, just building confidence off of that and bring it into the season.
After a 2018 season that had some ups and downs, what did that opportunity mean to you?
I think it was, you know, the Giants allowing me to continue to pitch, and them just showing me that they still had confidence in me, gave me some confidence as well. You know, just kind of saying, like, we believe in you. We know you have what it takes. We're gonna send you here to get some more innings in, and kind of a refresh, a restart from the season, and just kind of let me do my thing. So,
chatting here with Garrett Williams on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First two starts for you, no walks, which I'm sure is something that you look at and you take a lot of pride in. When you have no walks through a start, does that maybe stand out to you more than another number that you look at?
Absolutely. You know, last season it was because of the walks that I got into trouble a lot, kind of self-inflicted wounds. But, I mean, honestly, these past two starts, I haven't even thought about it throughout the game with no walks. I think I didn't realize it until after the second game. I might have had one three-ball count the second game. So just kind of being in my zone, having confidence, and I think that's one of the things I really wanted to focus on this year, was to not, on a mentality wise, to not think about those walks, because sometimes when you start thinking about them, you start throwing more balls and you start getting into walk situations. So just continuing to focus on other things besides those, and stick to with what I'm doing right now. So
it seems, especially so far this season through your first two starts, that the curveball for you has been a fantastic pitch that you can go to in really any count, out pitch, start of the at bat, pitching backwards. What about your curveball do you like the best?
It's always been there for me, honestly. When it's not on, the fastball has to be there. So for me in the past, the fastball wasn't very good, and so I had to really focus on my secondary pitches and being able to throw those for strikes. And once I got those down, I could go back to the fastball and start focusing on working on command within the zone on the fastball. And so, you know, those past two starts, I've had command of all four pitches, and things have been going really well. It's, you know, besides maybe two pitches last game, gave the two home runs, but other than that, I felt great about it. And like I said earlier, just to focus on other things besides the walks and the full counts within the game. So,
chatting here with Garrett Williams on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch at 7:05 tonight between Richmond and Altoona. You mentioned those couple of pitches in the last start, the couple of home runs against the Reading Fighting Phils. After that, though, you retired the last 10 batters you faced. What did you have to do mentally to kind of bounce back in that start?
To me, I've always felt like I've kept good composure on the mound when things like that happen. You know, like we were saying last year, I got in some deep holes in games that that I wasn't able to get out of. So being in those situations before and knowing how to get out of them was key. And so to me, the first one, I thought I made a good pitch on it. He made a good swing, you know, tip of the cap to that guy. Second guy had him 0-2 and hung a breaking ball that was supposed to be buried. I knew what I did on that pitch, and so I didn't think I wasn't going to start throwing any differently than I was. It was just really those two pitches, like I said. One of them was a good swing, the other one I hung. So just continuing through the throw of the game the way I know how to, and continuing to attack the zone the rest of the night.
Good stuff from you to finish off that last start. Best of luck tonight against the Altoona Curve. Garrett, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between the Flying Squirrels and the Curve on Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.